Hello, Malcolm here with your teaching tip number 351. And today's two-minute tip is based on the book by David Bousseau, Plain Speaking. And today we're talking about building your sermon. He says, the steps he outlines are flexible and can be adapted to your own preferences. But to be an effective speaker, you will want to follow some plan. How do we build our sermon? There are six steps, according to Bousseau. Firstly, praying for guidance. Includes listening. Why are we afraid of listening and silence with God? As Tish Warren says in her book, Prayer in the Night, silence gave me space to remember that my most urgent spiritual questions are not necessarily the ones that will endure. In other words, let God shape your speaking agenda. The second step is researching. Using reference tools, I use Accordance Bible as my main Bible study tool. And you might want to look up bestcommentaries.com to give you some recommendations as to commentaries for particular passages you're studying. The third step is reflecting and brainstorming. What else is important to explore regarding the topic you've chosen? For example, with the woman at the well in John chapter 4, what about the Bible's story regarding water, other scriptures about living water, and so on? Expand your search beyond your current text. We'll talk more about illustrating, organizing, and sculpturing next week. That's coming up then. Even a cursory examination of the Sermon on the Mount indicates that Jesus didn't put it together casually, did it? We're not looking for a formula, but for practicals that will help us to be disciplined in our preparation. So what do you think about the best way to prepare, the best way to build your sermon? Do you agree with Bousseau's steps? And if you do, which ones of them are easier for you and which ones are harder for you and why? I'd like to know what you think. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. Next time, we'll talk about how illustrations make a sermon memorable. Until then, take care and God bless.